Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter. Gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
The Portland Disconnected.
It's VeggieTales.
Is that from Land's End?
L.L. Bean.
Oh, right. Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
And we're waiting for a letter.
There it is.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale. For I am the man who delivers your mail.
Where's the letter?
Oh, yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to us.
Oh, I got it.
We need a bigger mail slot.
What's it say, Bob?
Dear Bob and Larry, tomorrow I'm supposed to go to the dentist, but I'm scared. I'm writing you from under my bed, and I'm not coming out. Ever. Gwyneth, Pahokee, Florida. Okay, Gwyneth. Oh, hold on a sec.
Dealing with scary stuff, are we?
I got it, Archie.
Look no further, Gwyneth. The answers you seek lie within my big book of oddities. In 1433, Portuguese explorer Vasco Pelasco was sailing the Pacific when he was attacked by a great sea monster. Keeping his wits about him, he quickly wrapped himself in seaweed and lay motionless on the deck of the ship. To the sea monster's limited eyesight, he looked exactly like a piece of sushi. And as we all know, sea monsters hate sushi. The monster turned and fled into the deep, and Vasco was safe, albeit stuck in seaweed for about 7 weeks. The end. So tomorrow, when you go to the dentist, wrap yourself in seaweed and act like a piece of sushi.
Cool!
You're kidding me, right? Seaweed? Sushi?
A tasty solution, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Fellas, may I try? Check this one out.
Thank you.
piano must go up.
It must.
So, fear is like a piano? Let's try this one more time. Gwyneth, why don't you take a look at this story?
I swing from the trees with the greatest of ease. I'm dashing and debonair. For this is Sherwood, and I'm Robin Hood with my bow and my trusty
Kid, what are you doing on my playground?
Your playground? Nobody owns this.
Oh. Hey, if I say this is my playground, then it is my playground.
Sure, this is your playground.
Aw, is little Junior scared? Well, you should be. From now on, no one is allowed to play here unless I say so. You got it?
Sure, I've got it.
And that goes for all of you. If I catch any one of you even stepping foot in here, you'll get what Junior here got. And worse. Get it? So get out of here before I pound on all of you.
Have you ever been pounded?
A cousin of mine was. He's soup now.
Bye-bye, Junior.
And now it's time for Schoolhouse Polka with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a Schoolhouse Polka.
Weather, 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 whether you like it or not. Weather, 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 weather is cold, warm, and hot. Two, 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 my favorite toys. I'm bringing two, 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 a place the first one enjoys, and I like it too. Homophones, homophones, where the crews come cruising down the plain. Homophones, homophones, I need my needed biscuits plain. I know a pair, 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 pair with a pair of really soft shoes. He wears in the pair, 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 pair of bushes that easily bruise. I planted rose, 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 rose of a horribly bad smelling rose. Now no one knows, 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 knows if the scent will be leaving my nose, but most likely no.
Has been Schoolhouse Polka with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Larry sing.
What happened to my preposition? I took it on an expedition. Put it by the thing I keep my fishing. Got infected with a skin condition.
And?
I'm a pronoun, they're a pronoun, he's a pronoun, she's a pronoun. Would you like to be a pronoun too?
And?
It was the biggest, bluest, cleanest, brightest, quickest, newest, roundest, nicest, softest, tallest, toughest, lightest, smoothest, kindest, flattest, tightest, most amazing adjective I'd ever seen.
And?
I'm done.
Interjections? Adverbs?
No.
Alrighty.
Hey. We're all heading to Laura's house to play. You want to come?
No, thanks.
Her mom's making cookies.
No.
Don't worry about it, Junior. He's just a big old bully.
I know.
Want me to tell your mom or dad?
No, I'm fine. There's nothing to tell. You could tell Gordon he doesn't own the playground. That's what I'd tell him if I were bigger.
Where's Junior? Without my star player, we haven't got a prayer. He's here! Get that man a helmet! Junior, we're down 200-0 with only 2 minutes to play. Where were you?
There were lives to be saved, Coach.
But what can he do in just 2 minutes?
Just watch him.
Just get me the ball.
3, 1,
John! 4, 18, Mike!
You are. What were you doing up there?
Oh, just thinking. What's up?
I wanted to make sure you were all right.
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, Gordon's awfully big.
Aw, he doesn't scare me.
He doesn't?
What's the worst he can do? Sit on me? He already did that, and I barely felt it.
Then do you think we could go back to the playground someday?
I'd go back today if you guys wanted to. He's probably gone by now anyway.
You'd face up to Gordon?
Like I said, he doesn't scare me.
It's fantastic! I'll go tell everybody.
I'm toast.
You are toast.
Not yet, I'm not.
You are warm bread cut on the diagonal that is subsequently spread with butter or jam.
We'll see about that.
Variety of toast selections are wheat, white, sourdough.
Now the question is, where am I? Welcome to the planet Sandboxian. Population, one big bully. Leave now or you're toast. Space Command, this is Junior Spaceman. I have landed on the designated planet and will now seek out the dreaded bully monster.
Roger that, Junior Spaceman. Be careful. We've already lost several good men on this mission.
Will do. Over and out.
Yep, he's toast.
Yes, once again, Junior Spaceman saves the universe. Thought you could sneak up on me, eh? Oh. Hi, Dad. Just playing in the old sandbox.
So, who did Junior Spaceman vanquish today?
Mount Gordon, a big old bully on a playground far, far away.
Far, far away, huh?
Yeah. When you were a kid, were you ever afraid?
Oh, you bet. I wasn't always the strapping specimen that I am today.
Dad.
I remember there was one guy in my class who always picked on me.
What did you do?
Oh, I tried ignoring him, hiding from him, hoping he would go away. But he just kept picking on me until finally I faced up to him.
You did? What happened?
Oh, he pounded me. But after that, I was never bothered again because he knew I wasn't afraid of him. So if I were Junior Spaceman, I'd stand up for myself.
But what if he pounds me? Him.
Well then, you turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek?
Sometimes a spaceman's just gotta do what a spaceman's gotta do. And remember, son, rules don't just work down here. They also work on playgrounds far, far away.
Laura says you're gonna go back to the playground. Well, I...
Are you crazy? He'll squish you like a pea. What do you want to be, Soup?
Well, are we going or what? He's probably not even at the playground anymore. Come on.
Hey, he's not here.
See? What did I tell you?
Hey! Hooray! Hey! Way to go, guys!
Why, if it isn't Junior and his peewee friends. What did you do? Come back for a second helping of pounding?
Give me courage, not fear. Gordon! Gordon? No one owns this playground. It's big enough for all of us to share.
You tell him, Junior!
Hey, when I'm done pounding him, I'm coming after you.
You're not helping.
So, little boy, who's going to make me share my playground?
I can't make you do anything. If you're gonna pound me, go ahead. But what's it gonna prove? That you're 3 times bigger than me? But no matter what you do, it's not gonna stop me. I'll be back tomorrow. And then next day, and the day after that. And you'll have to beat me up every day, because I'm not afraid of you. Or you could just stay here and play with us. There's plenty of room for everybody.
You know what I think? I think I'm going to enjoy beating the living daylights out of you every day.
Then you'll have to beat me up, too.
And me.
And me.
And me, too!
This is lame. I don't even like this lousy old playground. I'm going home to play video games.
Am I soup yet?
Open your eyes. We won!
Yay! We did it! Finally, we can play again!
You think he'll ever come back?
Well, if he does, I hope it's because he wants to be friends.
You were really brave, Junior.
Well, sometimes a guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do.
Fascinating! He solved the problem without seaweed!
Yes, and you can too, Gwyneth. Just remember that the best way to handle your fears is to face them. Be brave. You can do more than you think.
You know, I once spent an entire year under my bed. I tried the seaweed thing. It didn't work.
Well, what do you know? That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for coming to my house.
Goodbye!
Bye. I'm beginning to think you don't appreciate my stories.
Well, they're a little unusual.
They're odd. It's a book of oddities.
Where'd you find that book, anyway?
Oprah's book club.
You're kidding me. Well, if it's good enough for Oprah.
My point exactly. I'll be back next week.
Oh, dear.